This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Police continue to search for a motive for Friday's mass shooting in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded 4 others. Virginia Beach Police Chief James Cervera said Saturday the assailant was Dwayne Craddock, who was employed for 15 years as an engineer with the city's utilities department. All but one of the victims of Friday's shooting worked with Craddock. He declined to comment on a motive for Friday's rampage, which ended with Craddock's death in a gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer said the city will not be defined by the tragedy, but by its response to it.
We will not be defined by this horror. We will go forward. We are a city of resiliency and resolve.
Special Agent Sahan Benedict from the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said that both weapons used in Friday's rampage were .45 caliber pistols, and both had been bought legally. Young entrepreneur Nayib Bukele was sworn in as El Salvador's new president on Saturday, saying his country is like a sick child and needs his countrymen to do what is necessary to make it well. In his speech, the 37-year-old Bukele promised a new way of governing and called on all sectors of El Salvador to help. He invited all Salvadorans to work and struggle together for a better future. Bukele inherits a country plagued by gang violence, high unemployment, and corruption. He must also deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras if they do not do more to curb migration to the United States. Trump congratulated Bukele on Twitter Saturday, saying the United States was ready to work with him to advance prosperity in El Salvador and the hemisphere. This is VOA News. Hungarian prosecutor.